Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO. All right, CLO, here we go. This is from Lena in Aiken. Lena writes, "My husband hates to be affectionate in public. So when I leaned over and kissed him at dinner, he got upset. Since then, he sits across from me instead of next to me. It's so bizarre and makes me think he doesn't love me. What is wrong with him?"
I don't know if that's... I always sit across from my wife at dinner.
But do you mind if she's affectionate with you in public?
No, not at all.
Well, no, her husband does. And she just kissed him at dinner and he got mad.
She done got on his nerves, y'all. That's all.
Yeah, you've been just... This has been happening for a while. This ain't just happening at
dinner. It's been going on for a minute.
I don't understand.
You ain't see this coming.
She just kissed
her husband.
Yeah, that's her husband.
You're asking me to answer a question I don't have an answer to. Tommy told y'all he done got sick of her. Something wrong there. Clearly. I don't know when it happened.
How is this
but
her
it ain't
fault?
Just happened that's... at dinner.
How are you?
But nobody said it was her fault. I never said
Tommy
it's anybody's
did.
Fault.
I didn't say it was her fault.
He
I said he done got on.
He's sick of her.
So what does that mean?
he tired of her.
So you're putting this
for
on
whatever
her.
The
same
reason.
Same thing. Wow.
No, I'm not putting it on her. He's sick of her. If you don't want you touching him in public, kissing him in public, sitting on the same side of the table with him, he's sick of you. That ain't your fault. We don't know who it is. It might be his fault. Maybe he changed. Maybe he got somebody else. We don't know what it is.
Ooh.
I'm just telling you, he's sick of you.
Yes.
Okay. Tired of you.
Obviously not.
She done got on his nerves. But
wow.
She has said this like this has been going on for a while. He don't like public PDA. He don't like it.
Yeah.
And now I know several people that don't like it.
But to the
and
point
I don't know.
Where... Wow. Okay.
To the point where I'm sitting on this other side of the table.
Don't touch me.
This ain't about touching and kissing. This is a deeper issue. In the words of Monica Barnes, y'all need therapy.
All right. Moving on to Dietrich in Seattle. Dietrich writes, "My girlfriend and I waited months to have sex. Our first few experiences were not that great. I made suggestions on how she should improve. She could improve. She went back to a no-sex policy. How do I convince her that sex is important for our relationship?"
Yeah, y'all ain't gonna make it. Next question, Shirley.
Oh, wow, you just straight to the point today.
I know.
Well, I mean, listen to this. You
That's
waited for a while to have sex. You had it two times. It wasn't great. You went to her with some suggestions. She said, "Well, ain't no more sex," which means I'm not finna fix it. I've heard this before. I didn't have a fix for it before. I don't have a fix for it now. Y'all finna break up.
Okay.
If you got to convince a person early that sex is important, I don't know where.
If we don't already agree on that.
Man, right. Come on.
Yeah. All right. Shall I move on to Sheila in Little Rock? Sheila writes, "I'm a 60-year-old married woman, and years ago I slept with my stepson twice. The son is divorced and wants to live with us temporarily. I told him it's a bad idea, but he said he will be able to control himself. How do I stop this from happening?"
Wow.
Can't wait to hear your answer to this.
This is her
stepson who just got a divorce. And
her
who
husband's
she slept
son.
With.
Wait a minute. Her husband's boy?
Yes, yeah. Her husband. Yeah, that's her stepson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just got a divorce. He wants to move in the house with his dad and her, his stepmother.
Mm-hmm. slash boo.
Man, maybe we'll have two meanings.
But he said it's going to be all right. He's going to try to control himself. Mm-mm. He will be able to.
They're coming for it.
I apologize.
Huh?
Lady, you ain't going to make it out. Maybe you ought to.
What? All the heavy breathing. What's all that?
Do you know anybody that could set the house on fire for you?
Whoa! What?
Arson. Get the insurance. Yeah, y'all got. Lady, you gotta get rid of this house. You can't have him in that room over there, and you did it twice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Terrible. What about talk to your wife? Try to get back together. That didn't cross your mind? House on fire was the first thing that came up.
No. They're already divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're not getting back together. I never recommend divorcing somebody and marrying them again. I've never recommended
that. A lot of people do that. Anybody. Yeah.
Not in my situation. No.
Clearly, you moved on.
Never. That never came up. I didn't have to weigh it. No, I got no experience with going back.
Setting the house on fire.
This ain't a good move, lady.
Yeah, that's what she wants to know. How does she stop this from happening?
Because two people are in this that are trifling. You and the boy.
Yes.
And you can't put two trifling people in the same house and don't expect trifling behavior from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to change.
That temptation is too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then y'all ain't, it's nothing changed.
Mm-hmm. Right under her husband's nose.
Under your husband's nose, under your father.
Father's wife.
They're going to do it again, y'all.
I know. He gets in there, they are.
That's your news flash for the day.
You got another one, Shirley?
Yeah. Moving on. This is the last one to Rich in New Haven. The older my wife gets, the more she's into body positivity. It was nice at first to see her loving her body, but it's getting wild because she loves to be naked at home. She's also stopped wearing bras. Should I let her be free or say something?
I don't understand what you're complaining.
What is the problem?
Your wife don't want to
wear a bra.
Yeah.
And she wore like walking around naked.
Uh-huh. What's the problem?
My wife ain't like went by me and I went, put your clothes on. I never said that. Ever.
I don't think no one has ever said that. All right, CLO. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.